for many businesses, but demands on data center infrastructure just keep increasing. Add to that increased energy costs, and it's a recipe for frustration in IT shops. The Green Grid, a nonprofit group of IT professionals, hopes to ease the burden with an environmentally friendly approach to data center resource management. I'm Erin Watkins, and joining me this week are John Tusillo, President and Chairman of the Green Grid, and Brad Breck, an IBM representative and a Green Grid board member. Welcome, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, if you wouldn't mind, could you tell us a little bit about the Green Grid and your responsibilities? John, we can start with you.
Sure. Hi, this is John Tusillo. I serve as President and Chairman of the board for the Green Grid. The Green Grid is a global nonprofit organization that was assembled in 2007 to take on the challenges of resource efficiency in IT and in data centers. Today, the Green Grid has more than 200 member companies around the world with a presence in Europe, Japan, a newly emerging presence in China, and in North America.
Wonderful. How about you, Brad?
Brad Brick, as John mentioned, I'm a board member that represents IBM in the Green Grid and work as part of the great group of people in the consortium to try and help data centers around the world become more energy efficient.
So there's been some harsh commentary lately on data center wastefulness. What are a few areas in the data center that do need serious improvement, and what do you think they overblew just a bit?
I'm not sure I'd approach it from specific sections in some of the commentary that's been out in the media recently, in so much as I'd look at where the industry's come, where we still see opportunity for greater improvements, and what some of the collaborative efforts around the world have been to essentially leapfrog the challenges as many times as we see them. If you look at some of the work that the industry has done, you know, for the first time ever, you've got the industry looking at resource efficiency in both terms of economic return as well as environmental return. And through the collaborative efforts, through the Green Grid and others, we've been making significant advancements in helping to improve those resource efficiencies. Some examples of this could be now we have data centers that are being designed, built, commissioned, and operated following globally accepted principles that have been developed by the Green Grid. An example of that could be things such as how our friends at eBay, which is also a member company, recently designed and rebuilt an existing facility using the Green Grid's PUE metric as a target, but also inclusive of the Green Grid's DCMM, the Data Center Maturity Model, to help guide the design and population of that data center, achieving some of the most significant PUE reporting in the industry. Some other examples of that could be such as now another member company, EMC, actually uses PUE as a part of its reporting standards in their annual sustainability report. We've got other member companies such as Google that report their quarterly PUE on their website. We have another member company, Facebook, that is using one of our new environmentally structured metrics called Water Usage Effectiveness, or WUE, as a way to quantify their water usage in an Oregon-based data center. But it's not just in private industry where we're working to make these improvements. The industry's been working collaboratively with our friends in government from around the world. And that's one of the things that perhaps isn't as well known amongst the global community, where private-public partnerships between industry and in the United States, for example, between the Green Grid and the EPA, between the Green Grid and the DOE, have really started to make significant improvements even within our federal community in how they're managing, designing, building their data centers and how they're working to get the most productive return per unit of energy as possible. But then they use themselves as examples of ways to offer training and education for all of the industry to make these improvements. We have similar relationships in Europe and similar relationships in Japan and now in China, where these public-private partnerships between government and industry are really making some significant inroads.
Yes, and John, you know, just to add to that, I think what, you know, one of the big important things about what the Green Grid has done in this space is it's provided metrics, it's provided methods, it's provided help, not only to what, and John pointed out, a bunch of our member companies do to increase the efficiency of their data centers. IBM also is a big user of PUE with all our data centers, but we use it with our customers, so it flows out. And although, you know, everything doesn't turn overnight, you know, think of the thousands and thousands of data centers around the world. I'm sure, you know, like everything, there's somewhat of a bell curve. The point is, the whole industry is moving forward. Efficiencies in data centers are rising and getting better. Are all of them to that point yet? Obviously not. But as a whole, the industry is moving forward, and the industry is working together to continue to move forward at even a faster rate.
So I'm hearing PUE and the WE, are those both things that the Green Grid has come up with, or were they existing terms?
Yeah, these are two of the three common metrics that were developed within the Green Grid. It's PUE, WUE, and CUE, which is a carbon usage effectiveness. And these three metrics were developed within the collaborative framework that Brad mentions of the Green Grid. The way that the Green Grid is structured is that as these new bodies of work are emerging within the organization, this, what I have come to call global community of collaboration, all have an equal opportunity across the entire constituency of the industry to offer input, feedback, critique, and then ballot these bodies of work before they're launched by our global organization. And that very open and transparent process is frankly one of the strengths of the organization for sure, but it also ensures that the work that we do has been developed by this cross-section of the industry in a very productive manner. It's really become a very healthy dynamic, and as Brad points out, it has an extension effect. I won't call it a cascade. It's really an extension effect, where that as these resources, tools, and metrics are being used with greater frequency by many of the large enterprise class data centers, by many of the large IT partners, vendors, and suppliers in the industry, that extension goes into the utility companies, certainly within the end user community, within governments, within academia. It's really a very healthy cross-section of the industry that then use these resources for self-improvement, but also to help their peers improve. But like Brad said, we're not done. We don't see ourselves being done anytime soon, by the way. And as an industry, we're collaborating on many new things to even further accelerate the resource efficiencies, not only, again, from the economic perspective, but from the environmental perspective, and we've got lots of material that support those statements.
That's all very good, John. And the other part, you know, just going back, you mentioned and brought up the metrics. You know, what was important about the metrics is, like anything else, people don't improve unless they can measure and unless they can compare. And the metrics provided a means for that to occur. And with that, the Green Grid has provided a lot of best practices. No two data centers are exactly alike, but most data centers can leverage the best practices that have been put forward and find the ones that work with them so that they can improve and they can measure their improvements so that they can show them using the metrics. And technology continues to change. So, you know, our job is never done because hopefully two things happen. What we've learned and what we learned by best practices encourage people to come up with new technologies that can do things even better for efficiency. And then we figure out, hey, there's new things. How do we alter? How do we improve our best practices? So as John said, I don't think we're done by any long shot. I think it'll be a continual effort as we continue to find more and more ways to improve the situation.
You know, one of the things that we've seen is, I use the expression tweaking, because of the metrics and reporting mechanisms that we've all adopted, there, oftentimes what happens is we begin to see significant improvements by essentially tweaking either our IT infrastructure, tweaking our facilities infrastructure, shifting to more of that modular, scalable type architecture that many have spoken of as ways to improve, and that comes from sharing. The Green Grid a few years ago conducted an energy audit, an energy assessment of the United States Environmental Protection Agency data center. The EPA basically opened up the kimono and said, we want to make ourselves an example of how to improve. They deliberately chose an older, mid-sized data center as their test case. The Green Grid assembled a cross-section of folks from pretty much every type of industry participant, and working with the EPA, went in and conducted the assessment. The results of that came out with an average PUE for the type and age of data center. The Green Grid with the EPA made a number of recommendations, none of which, by the way, required capital investment. It just was tweaking. How is it that through their facilities layout, how is it through their utilization of their IT infrastructure, might they improve their energy efficiency, or as we've been coming to look at it, in terms of how are they increasing their IT productivity per unit of energy? The EPA not only executed the recommendations that the Green Grid made, but they went a little bit further through, again, more tweaking, with other ways that they developed on their own to increase their utilization, and have a heck of a success story as a result of it. Look at the mandate that came out from the federal government a year ago in the United States, the 25 points that the federal CTO and federal CIO supported in ways to improve energy efficiency in federal data centers. And when you boil it all down, it came down to how do you increase your utilization, how do you consolidate your resources, how is it that you quantify the intended performance? And again, those things only come about through this level of collaboration. And by having the metrics in place to be able to illustrate where the opportunities are for improvement has really helped to accelerate it, for sure. But really that sharing of these best case scenarios allow people to interpret where there could be use from these best case scenarios against their own individual business models. Like Brad said, no two data centers are exactly alike. And the Green Grid doesn't want to put itself in a position of saying, thou shalt determine productivity this way. What the best in industry can do is illustrate ways to quantify productive output from your IT and facilities infrastructure, of which then you can interpret to match what your particular business model is for the purposes in which you've created the data center in the first place. The federal government's the same way. Federal government looks at these examples in private industry, actively engages with private industry, and they're making significant improvements in their own IT resources and facility infrastructure and sharing that information within the industry.
Brad, I know you have to get going shortly. Is there any bit of advice you want to add before you go for anyone hoping to reduce their PUE or green up their data center?
I think the key advice is just to continually look at what's going on in the data center. Use the metrics to measure what's happening, and then rationally look at, take a look at the best practices that are put out there. Talk to other data center people because they have a common bond in, you know, leveraging these metrics and working on this issue. And just remember that every day there's something new going on, there's something new happening. Don't sit back, keep looking.